Dr. Katie Barnhart, faculty at Grand Valley State University. Dr. Barnhart, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How do you spend your day?
Oh, most often with students, so teaching some graduate classes in the MPH program. Nice.
And they are graduating in the degrees of public health?
Yes.
Good. Heather Alberta, AASECT, Certified Sexuality Educator at Ottawa County. There's a unique niche.
It is. It's super fun.
Cool. Thanks for you. And yes, talking about this partnership, a partnership between Grand Valley's Public Health and Ottawa County Health Department. Talk about the partnership.
Sure. So Heather and I met through a student, actually, in fall of 2015. The student was working with Heather for her practicum as part of the MPH program and was working on an MPH project the next semester where we developed this program evaluation. Heather runs a Wear One campaign that happens really across West Michigan and then also at GVSU, and the student was interested in sexual health among undergraduate students. So that's how we got started. And from there, it's been 4 years. So we did that in 2016, repeated it in 2018, and have plans for the future, too.
All right. It's called Wear One, W-E-A-R. You talked about the start. What data or information or client challenges indicated there was a need for such a program? And let's talk partnerships.
So Wear One was developed in 2014, kind of as a response to an increase in sexually transmitted infections that we saw across our county as a whole, particularly in those under the age of 25. And so we thought, you know, how can we reach that population? How can we reach the population kind of beyond our brick and mortar of our walls, beyond the hours of 8 to 5? And so Wear One was born, bringing in community partners that are both health and non-health related, so things like tattoo parlors, convenience stores, food pantries where people are able to access free condoms at their leisure while they're accessing other services as well within the community.
And obviously you representing Ottawa County. Any other counties implementing the Wear One campaign?
Yeah, so since its implementation in 2014, we have about 40 other counties that have implemented Wear One across the state of Michigan. So about half of the counties in Michigan have replicated the program and have condoms available within their communities as well, along with Grand Valley State University, Central Michigan University, and then Mid-Michigan College has implemented it as too.
So here we are collaborating to evaluate this program at Grand Valley, as you mentioned, for 4 years. What have you found based on the evaluation?
Sure. So this is a biannual evaluation. We had 380 students participate in 2016 and 414 students participate in 2018. It was an electronic survey. Approximately 80% of our sample had ever engaged in sexual activity, with around 70% reporting engaging in sexual activity within the past year. For those who had engaged in anal sex in the past 3 months, around 30% in 2016 and 37% in 2018 report condom use, which is what we're looking at with the Wear One campaign. So we did see an increase there in condom use as it relates to anal sex as a sexual behavior. And then for those who engaged in vaginal sex, there was between 62 to 70% reporting condom use. One of the interesting things that we found was that there's a significant increase from 14% in 2016 to 25% in 2018, having knowledge of the Wear One campaign on campus, and also an increase in those who were using Wear One condoms. So based on what we found with our evaluation and then in 2016, and then some of the efforts that Heather did to expand programming on campus at GVSU, there was a significant increase in the amount of folks who know about the Wear One campaign and some of the work that's happening and the condom distribution program on campus.
Yes. Let's be blunt. Wear One means wear a condom.
Exactly. To yes. Wear one, right? To protect yourself against pregnancy and STDs.
Yes. Because studies show that that's
the most effective besides not engaging in any kind of sexual activity.
Yes. Wow. So the numbers are in. What are the next steps for program evaluation?
Yeah, so for GVSU, we've been talking about our 5 year, so the next one will be a 5 year evaluation to see how things have progressed, as well as we're going to expand this to a second site and do some work in Central Michigan as well.
We're, in general, Heather, any surprises with your results? I mean, this is your specialty. Obviously, you've talked about it before, and now you're getting answers.
Yeah, I think probably one of the biggest things that we do know, and the data reflected that, is that people do have high attitudes towards condom use, that they think it's important to have access, they think it's important to use condoms when they're engaging in sexual activity, but that doesn't always equate into that having them wear them or use them, particularly when they're engaging in sex. So looking at, you know, how do we create messages around using condoms consistently and correctly every time they engage in sexual activity? How do we kind of go against cultural norms in regards to what the culture says around condoms and sexual activity as well? So kind of looking at different ways to kind of get our messages out there to our youth and young adults.
And what else do you want to add about sexual health efforts in West Michigan?
The Ottawa County Department of Public Health has been working with lots of community partners. We work in the high schools as well as the colleges, and not only in terms of promoting condom use, but just general sexual health information, knowledge on where to access sexual health services, how to be an advocate for yourself when you go to your physician, talking about your sexual health, the importance of just knowing your body, looking at consent, looking at relationships, kind of all those different layers as it relates to our sexual health. Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Bernhardt, what else do we need to know about Grand Valley's public health?
Sure. So one of my favorite things about our public health program is that we are very community engaged. So this is an example of that as I'm sitting here with Heather, one of my community partners who has worked with multiple students now from the beginning of the program. And we're still taking admissions. So we have rolling admissions going on for fall of 2019. So if folks are interested in working on their MPH, now's a good time to apply.
Great. In general, where do we go for more information about the program that's entitled Wear One?
So if people want more information about Wear One, they can visit the Ottawa County Department of Public Health's website, and that's www.myottawa.org/Wear One, and that will bring up all the Wear One locations, not only for Ottawa County, but across the state as well.
All right. Good enough? Anything else?
No, thank you for having us.
All right, guys, take care.
Easy peasy.
What you do? This is what you do. Again, Dr. Katie Barnhart, faculty at Grand Valley. Certainly, you, Heather Alberta. Thanks for representing Ottawa County with ASECT?
Yeah, ASECT. Yep.
ASECT, certified sexuality educator. You're good. That's good conversation at the water cooler, isn't it?
Exactly.
What do you do for a living? Take care.